This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Context being everything, that 242,000 figure is denominated in jobs added to the economy last month. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics told us this morning, at the same time that they told us the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. That'll be the point of departure today for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond. For that, we've got Lee Gallagher. She's at Fortune Magazine. Catherine Rampell is at the Washington Post. They are actually both physically in our New York bureau. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Lee, let me start with you and get the gut check on the jobs number. Obviously, it's good. I wonder how good it is. Can we now stop worrying about jobs all the time?
Not really.
No.
I mean, the headline is good. That number is great. That it's holding steady is great.
Yeah.
Wages ticked down a little bit,
yep.
And the work week fell.
Yeah.
So these are not good things.
Wait, so the work week fell. We're working fewer hours.
Fewer hours. It means less money in everyone's pockets. And that's, you know, we know we're still struggling, but things should be inching ever so slightly in the other direction.
Catherine, give me the wages analysis here, right? I mean, it was, you know, 3 cents or something, not huge, but definitely the wrong way in this economy.
The wrong way. Year over year, we're still up something like 2%, I think, in hourly wages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. you know, that's better than nothing. I agree. At this point in the recovery, given how much job growth we've seen the longest streak in job growth, I think, in terms of months,
yeah.
I think on record.
Like ever, yeah.
Given where we are, it feels like wages should be rising more.
So, Lee,
that's
why? That's
the big – you solve that and you solve all the problems in the world. I mean, you really do. You really do. It's like Mark Cuban says, growth cures all. I mean, everything goes away if our economy is only growing a little bit more, a lot more. So why? Well, this is it's such a slow recovery. And, you know, don't forget that the whole economy is still suffering from oil prices being so low. So it's, you know, that's a factor.
Catherine, does wages have anything to do with the kinds of jobs? I mean, we keep hearing that the kinds of jobs we're getting, retail and fast food and all that jazz, they're just not doing it. That's the big part of the problem.
That could be part of the problem, the composition of jobs. But if you look at another index, I think it's the ECI, the Employment Cost Index, thank you. That, as I understand it, is supposed to be weighted for those compositional changes, and it also isn't showing much improvement. So it's a puzzle. I mean, if you talk to employers or if you look at employer survey data, they are complaining about not being able to find enough workers,
right?
They say that they just can't find skilled talent, they can't find available talent. The unemployment rate is low. Those things should add up to employers bidding up wages for this supposed shortage of workers, and it's not happening.
All right. New topic. I don't want 5 words on this, but I do want very quickly to acknowledge what this might mean for Janet Yellen and the Fed and the next possibility of a rate hike. And I do mean quickly because it's not worth a whole lot more time than that. Lee?
I think she stays the course. Six words. How's that?
That was good. That was good. Catherine, you want to weigh in there quickly?
I think I'm on the same page.
Okay.
That you know they're still waiting and seeing.
you're a fast word counter, Lee Gallagher. All right. very quickly because we got to go. The trade gap we learned this morning widened last month. Give me that just in terms of what it means for us and the global economy, Catherine. Because we've talked before about how we're doing all right, and the rest of the globe maybe not so much.
Well, if you look at the numbers, both imports and exports have been trending downward, which suggests that just trade in general is not as active as it once was because there are so many other countries that are suffering right now. You know, the United States, I think, is a little bit in trouble in terms of trade just because so many other countries are having such problems that their currencies are falling in value, right? So that makes our exports a little bit less competitive if our currency is more expensive.
Right.
So that probably won't help in the near future either.
The trade gap, as always, a dollar story. Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post and Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Thanks a lot, you two.
Thanks, Kai.